This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The top American diplomat to the European Union has revised the testimony he gave House impeachment investigators last month to acknowledge military aid to Ukraine was held up for a specific reason. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Gordon Sondland says his memory was refreshed by statements from two other key witnesses. He says he now remembers telling a top aide to Ukraine's president in September that military aid would likely not flow to Ukraine until it made a public statement about fighting corruption. President Trump had earlier linked the aid to investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. Sondland says when he asked during a September phone call about holding up the aid, the president nearly hung up on him, but then told him, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo." The impeachment panels released transcripts today of the testimony Sondland and former Ukraine special envoy Kurt Volker gave last month. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump says it's time for Mexico and the United States to join forces and wage war against drug cartels after the deaths of nine U.S. citizens ambushed while traveling in a convoy in Mexico near the U.S. border. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday that Trump's suggestion of a joint military action is not in agreement with his government's convictions. He said the worst thing is war. The victims of the ambush in the Mexican state of Sonora are identified as members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region. The current U.S. ambassador to Mexico said five children who survived the attack have been transferred to the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Germany Wednesday to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. This is VOA News. Lebanese troops deployed Tuesday throughout the country to reopen roads and main thoroughfares closed by anti-government protesters. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Beirut.
Even at the best of times, Beirut's traffic-clogged streets can send tempers flaring. But add another element to the mix, such as roadblocks protesters are using to pressure authorities to meet their demands, and you have daily life turned upside down, says Helena Keenan, a Beirut resident and mother of three.
One of the main barriers to getting the schools reopened. It seemed that at about 5 or 6 p.m., schools will announce that schools open the next day, and then there'll be a barrage of various Twitter and Facebook posts saying, we need to get to the streets, we need to close roads, we need to protest.
The protesters have demanded an end to traditional sectarian politics and for independent members to form a new government. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Beirut.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordow facility, the latest in steps that go against what it agreed to in its 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. VOA's Bronwyn Benito has more.
Rouhani said in his televised address that all steps Iran has taken so far are reversible if the other nuclear deal parties uphold their commitments to provide Iran relief from economic sanctions. The U.S. Treasury Department Monday rolled out new sanctions against Tehran, adding to the more than 1,000 already imposed on Iran's oil exports, banks, financial transactions, and military leadership of the Islamic Republic. Ali Akbar Salehi, head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, told state television Iran is operating centrifuges able to process uranium much faster than those Iran was allowed to use under the nuclear deal. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News, Washington.
The text of the nuclear deal that Iran reached with the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany called for Iran to convert Fordow into a research facility. The UK will not be publishing a report on alleged Russian meddling in British politics until after the December 12th election. One of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's senior ministers says the report has not yet been approved by the Prime Minister, and for that reason, it will not be published ahead of the election. The chairman of the Intelligence and Security Committee, however, rebuts this claim. Dominic Grieve has said there's no legitimate reason for postponing the publication of the report and added that the committee is very disappointed by the government's decision. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Tuesday that she was saddened by some people being wounded in anti-government protests at the weekend. Amid 5 months of sometimes violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city, there have been many injuries in the protests. So far, no deaths. Marissa Melton, VOA News.